Good morning, everyone. I'm a little older, so guess what? I'm going to talk about a time period where the kids are a little older. I'm going to talk about the teens and the tweens. And I thought of, you know, what's one word that one could describe this particular time? And I thought transition. It's a time of transition. You know, it's when that little kid becomes kind of a big kid. We call them adults at some point. You know, when they know nothing and you've got to feed them everything to the point where they know everything. There's nothing you actually have to do anymore. You can just sit back and let them just run the show. It's a time of transition. But for me, the most important transition actually was where they became, where I started off as a parent, but at the end, once they're 18, 19, 20 plus, they're my friend. And that's the critical time, the critical learning time where we have to work out how much of every particular moment is a parenting moment or how much is a friend moment. You know, a scripture that I thought is relevant and one that I got to keep thinking all the time is in 1 Timothy 4, verse 16. It says, "Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers." Closely. Watch it. Closely. You know, it's a time. Look, we need to be in the scriptures all the time, but closely, because what happens is a lot happens, and we are tempted to, in our emotional state, as stuff happens and things are broken and words are spoken, we want to deviate from this. And yet each time we've got to come back and watch it closely. I thought three things just for this time. I thought what one needs to do during this time, and what was so important for us, for those of you who don't know, my kids are in their 30s already. One's in the UK and has herself got two children. Other one's in Johannesburg. She's got one and one in the oven. So we're heading towards grandchild number four. So we're getting there. We're getting there. But I thought what's so critical during this time is find a team. Find a fellow parent that you can go on this journey with, a fellow parent, same age kids, because you know what that does? It provides you a safety net. Because I know that when my kids stay with their kids at their house, I am 100% safe in my heart, because I know they're watching their life and doctrine closely. What's great is they can come to me and say, you know, your kid slept over and they've got this interesting habit of, you know, doing this strange thing. And I'm not sure that's very healthy for them. So we can talk to each other. I can go to them and say, "Wow, your kid said something to my kid. Was not super respectful, but maybe we can sit and chat and work this one out." Find a team. You know, we grew up with the Ottenwellers in Johannesburg. Some of you know them. And so their three kids and my two kids, they grew up together. But another team that we grew up with is sitting right here, and that's the Todds. And their two girls and our two girls grew up together. To the point where we now call each other the second parents. Go and find a second parent. You know, safety and boundaries, I thought, was another one. You know, as you watch your life and doctrine closely, you want to create safety and boundaries for your children. And, you know, when we were going through that time period in the church, we were known as quite strict. I have no idea where that comes from. But one of the rules that we kind of instituted was in the teen ministry, we said, if there's no seat for you with a safety belt on it as your teen leader is driving around in his or her car, then you don't go. And of course, what generally happens is everyone rushes off to a venue, and then they want to go somewhere else, and there's a scurry for, "Oh, where am I going to sit? Oh gosh, you know, oh, there's four in the back. Just squeeze in. We'll get you there." And we said, no. If that happens, you call me. And so they did. So at 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night, you'd get the call. Dad, I'm at 15, 20 kilos away, and I don't have a seat in the car. And I'm not going. No problem. We get in the car. We'll go and fetch you. And we'll take you to the next venue. Safety, but unconditional love to help them, A, stay safe, but feel confident that you'll do whatever it takes. Safety. You know, this unconditional love, I don't know how many times we work till late at night, early in the morning on projects. I love projects. I'm an engineer. Give me a project. I can create an instant plan that is way over the top and will take us five times as much time as it should take us, because if you just stuck to your project, it would have been so much simpler. But no, I have to make it bigger and better and brighter than anybody else. But hey, we got 100% for some of our projects. Whew. Love those projects. But of course, I had to let go a little bit as they grew older, because they kind of had to get the feel that, you know, it's their project. But the teens and tweens years, wonderful years, but transition years. Years as we go from being a parent to being a friend. When they leave, they need to be your best friend. And we have best friends. Thank you.